Good evening and welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for June 6, 2023. And with that, I'd like to call the meeting to order and move on to item two, Pledge of Allegiance. And I'd like to ask Director Braunstein if you would kindly lead us in the pledge tonight.
For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Director Braunstein. We can move on to our announcements for tonight. Put these on. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. In the event there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. To participate in public comment from your computer, tablet, or smartphone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, click the raise hand feature in Zoom. You will be notified when it is your turn to speak. Please unmute when requested. To participate in public comment via phone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, dial star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, dial star 6 to unmute. We do have members of the public present in the boardroom, so I'd like to remind them that there are public comment cards in the hallway for your convenience and to help facilitate the public comment process. Procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand if you don't mind. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After further discussion, the board secretary will call the roll call votes. All directors are present for tonight's meeting except for Director Colley. We will now continue with the agenda as you were provided. We move on to item three, public comment. We do have one public comment card, so I would like Ms. Noltemeyer to come to the podium and make her public comment under item three.
Pam Noltemeyer, speaking for myself, but I just brought this along to show you what your agenda is, because I receive all your agendas. And it's gotten to the point of being impossible for the average person to come to your meetings. It was started out bad and it's worse. And I can't see where the public is being served. The fact that you don't drink the water lets you know that you're a water company. So basically, by doing that, you're saying you're useless to be on this agenda. If you can't drink the product that you are shipping out to an entire city, is just incomprehensible that you somehow think that you are relevant in any way, shape, or form, because you aren't. The one thing that you represent is water. One thing you're not providing to the public is water. So what kind of game are you playing? And when I got this one, this is supposed to be your improvement. Look at this. How many people other than myself actually came in and get your... I'm just so frustrated as to what you think you're doing and how much it's costing us for you to do it. It has nothing to do with giving us water. You don't even drink it in there. You drink pop. I mean, it's getting to be, it's not acceptable anymore with how you're handling it. Instead of getting it bigger like this, you should have gotten it down to something where you're actually helping the people that are possibly in air drinking your water. We haven't done it for years. But you don't send out any messages at all of what you're achieving or what you can achieve. And this is ridiculous. And I guess I'm going to put one in for every one of these and make you address it. But until you can come up with some reason for your existence, I can't see why we don't just say, let's just stop the whole charade. Thank you.
Rather, thank you, Ms. Noltemeyer, for your comment. Let me continue and make the announcements for public comments. I passed that item when I saw a public comment card from Ms. Noltemeyer, but let me just add this for the record. Item 3, public comments. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. We ask members of the public wishing to comment on items that are listed in the agenda do so at the time each item is considered. Members of the public wishing to comment on items covered in closed session, because we do have a closed session tonight, before they are considered by the board, may do so at this time as well. We did have one public comment card, which we've heard the comment. Madam Secretary, do we have any other public comments online?
We do not.
Very good. Let me just say, those have to do with item 8.1, so I'll reserve that comment. So that concludes the item 3 public comment. We can move on to item 4, approval of the agenda. There was a typo on the agenda to be noted. Item 8.4 should have said approve receiving and filing of the March 2023 monthly instead of March 2022 monthly. Are there any other changes, additions, or modifications to the agenda from the board or from the staff tonight? Mr. Stone.
Yes, thank you, President Martin. We received some public comments this afternoon on 8.1, and after conferring, we'd like to bring that item back at a future meeting so we can properly evaluate and address those comments.
Very good. So item 8.1 will be pulled to be considered at a future meeting.
Thank you.
Are there any other changes or additions, modifications from the board? Director Bronstein.
I don't know if this is the appropriate time, but I too have concerns about the length of the agenda. And I really hope that in the future we can make it more manageable, especially for public and, well, also us that just have lives. Because there was many, many, many items with many links to many very long documents. And I hope that we take that into consideration in the future.
Yeah. Thank you, Director Bronstein. Your concern is noted. And we generally don't have this length of agenda, but sometimes it's unavoidable. So we will take your comment to heart. Seeing no further changes to the agenda is hereby approved. We will now go to item 5, closed session. We'll be going into closed session. And the public may stay on the Zoom webinar. Any board members or staff that are connected to Zoom and are in closed session, please disconnect from Zoom. We will meet in closed session to discuss item 5.1, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 of subdivision D of section 54956.9, one case. Members of the public and any staff may stay on the current line, and once closed session is over, the board will reconvene to the Zoom webinar for closed session announcements and to continue the meeting. I will now ask those who are not participating in closed session to please leave the boardroom, and we will go into closed session as soon as we can